Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and hello, I'm Leanne Winston. Sorry, I'm a little bit unorganised tonight. I just realised how much time I had left to go and I hadn't even signed in. It's been a funny evening, but I'll tell you about that in a moment. But you'll have to excuse my voice at the moment. I've just been coming off of the flu. So let's hope, I'm sucking on cough lollies, but let's hope that I won't have a coughing fit in your ear. I'll try not to. I have really missed doing the radio show. We've had a few technical problems for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. And then with me being sick, I just wasn't able to get on the air. So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything is running well and Spirit will let technology sort itself out. I don't know if a few of you have been noticing lately that technology communications the last, say, 3 or 4 days, the last week even, has been a little bit trying. I think it's to do with the Mercury retrograde and the changes that come with that. So I also want to say I don't understand it completely with the changes that we go through with the moon and different stuff like that. But I did read somewhere the other day stating this is the time. There's a period of about 2 weeks and we're partway into that week sort of thing, that it's about setting your focus and being positive, knowing what you want and manifesting it sort of thing. Keep that positive outlook, that ideals that you want, not focusing on the negative, because that's what you'll manifest in this time period. So I want to say stay positive, stay focused, keep your energy up, and it's like you're setting yourself up for that change. All right, there's nothing wrong with looking forward to the future and having that goal, knowing what it is. So shortly I'll connect with those that have called in. I'll just quickly open up the chat line and those that want to communicate with us in the chat line then can. And like I said, I've really missed you guys over the last 3-4 weeks sort of thing. So I'm hoping that when I connect with the callers tonight, that we're going to be able to hear you guys. Unfortunately, last time I had Geordie on, I didn't realise she could hear you, but I couldn't. So I did cut her off. So I'm sure she had connected with Tom and had a beautiful message to pass on to you. So we can look at getting Geordie in maybe next week if she's free. And I'll certainly work on getting Nicole from Melbourne in and Sue Nicholson back online. Talking of Sue, I've got some pretty exciting news that lots happened since I was last on air. Hi, Dove Four Piece. I think you're on the chat line. Welcome back. We've managed to put some things in place, and Sue Nicholson, you might know her as the Sensing Murder from the TV show Sensing Murder. She's one of the psychics that would work the cold cases on there. And by memory, she did it for about 8 years or so, sort of thing. So you may know her face from that show if you ever follow that. She is coming back here to Australia in November, December. She's got, I'm not sure if it's 2 or 3 live shows that she is doing over there, and then coming over here to South Australia and running a 5-day retreat at Victor Harbour. Now, I know those details are on her website, so have a look. And yes, Stuff Four Piece, you may ask a question. Hi, got the little waving hand. That's cute. She will be like, sorry, got distracted. The details for her retreat and her live shows in Sydney will be on her website. It's Sue Nicholson on her website. If you Google that, you will find her. And then my exciting news is I'm being very privileged and to be working beside Sue here in South Australia doing two live shows. The first one will be at Grange in Adelaide at Grange Golf Course on the 3rd of December. Tickets are on sale for that by going to trybooking.com. And then the following night, on the 4th of December, we will be out at Goolwa, out to Elizabeth Way, north of the city, doing the show. Now, we have limited tickets. There's about 300 tickets per venue for sale, and tickets do sell fast. So if that's something you're interested in, certainly don't waste time in getting that. You can find the details on my Facebook page, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. I'm sure Sue will probably have them up on her website. My website is being worked on at the moment. I'm in the middle of changing hosts, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get that up online as yet. But you can certainly contact me on Facebook. The tickets for both shows are on trybooking.com. Just Google my name, Leanne Winston, Psychic Medium, or Sue Nicholson, and I'm sure those tickets will come up. And then on the weekend, because that's the Thursday and Friday night, on the Saturday and Sunday, I'm also teaching a workshop beside Sue on developing your skills, enlightening and spiritual connections. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be four amazing, hectic days, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of laughs and like giggles and laughing and tears with the messages that come through, and then the workshop as well. And I must say, I've been spending the last, 5 weeks teaching my mentoring program, and I'm absolutely loving it. Watching my students grow and the changes that they're going through, the way they are pushing their boundaries, it's incredible, and it's so exciting to be watching it as well and to be a part of their development. So if anybody's interested in learning online, it's not just limited to Australia. We can come up with time schedules to do overseas via Skype, so it won't cost you anything to call in. And we will be doing another run of those shortly, as some of these students only have a week to go. Kind of feeling a little bit sad that I'm going to miss those connections. I look forward to the ones that we will make in the future with new students, and some of these might even come back and go on to go further. So, but I must mention, like, the girls that I've just been online with are incredible. It's a mother-daughter team that is doing it together, and just to see the difference in the mum over from last week to this week, it's kind of like that inner child came out and played tonight, and to see the change in her, I kind of couldn't help feeling proud of her and the amazing work that she's done on herself. Her daughter is doing an amazing work, but she's working on a different level, so she takes on stuff differently. But we might just actually try and see if we can take on a caller and see who we've got online. Hello. Who have we got there?
Hi, Leanne. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Thank you. I'm pleased that I could connect with you. The last few weeks, every time I've hit a caller, it's dropped out on me.
Yeah, I know. You've been having problems with the technical difficulties.
I'm not very technical savvy either, so that doesn't help. How have you been?
Well, I'm still looking for work. I was hoping you could tap into when you see that coming.
Okay. Have you not heard back from that other company yet?
No. I have a phone interview for a 1-year contract, but it's only a 15-minute phone screen next week.
Right. Now, is that still the same company or a different company?
No, it's a different company.
Okay.
Then I've submitted some resumes for other contracts. And then there is a recruiter contacted me for a company in California, and she's going to talk to her hiring manager But I'm not really sure I want to move all the way to California, so I'm not even sure about that.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be a big move for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Distance-wise?
Yeah, she said it's a one-year job project, and they're not sure what's going to happen with the project after a year. So I'm thinking that's not really sounding too solid to me either.
Yeah, no, to me, I sort of get the feeling that you'd be left hanging in a year. But that's not an area that you have felt that you wanted to move or to relocate to, is it, in the past? You haven't had that drive to do that.
Yeah, not there.
I just sort of feel like I want to be promised a lot more than a year before I would even consider that move, okay? I just get the feeling there's so much in the works at the moment for you that it's like I'm on the edge of the breakthrough of it. Okay. What is the number four around the positions? Is there four different jobs at the moment that you're looking at or that have come up?
There's four. I would say that's probably true because I've been submitting with recruiters for contract work because nothing really permanent is coming my way. It just always seems to be contract work, but I'm out of money, literally. So I really need something to pop.
Like I was saying before, this is the time where you set your intentions and know what you want. So have that vision of that job that you want and kind of manifest it. Try not to focus on the negatives around not having work. I know it's going to be really hard, but it's that feeling of looking and focusing on the positives and feel yourself in that job that can make a major difference as well. I just sort of feel like you've got something right in front of you, being put right in front of you in the way of work. So to me, it's that feeling the connection made in the next week to week and a half. Is the reference that I'm getting, okay? So to me, whether it's a first interview in this next week, week and a half, I feel like it's going to lead on into more. Is there more than one job interview over the next week and a half?
No, not really. The only interview that I've heard about so far is this free phone screen that's coming up this week. And that contract, that's a one-year contract.
Yeah,
and that's in the state of Delaware, which is like a 50-minute drive for me, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah, and then I've submitted to Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Do you see any contracts at all coming up in any of those states, or do you think it's something different?
I was
different?
Drawn to Pennsylvania when you said Pennsylvania. So how far away is that for you?
That's not real far.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything from anybody there yet.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, Pennsylvania. If something comes up and you're drawn to it, I want to say go for it. I want to say don't limit yourself. Just put yourself out there as much as you possibly can to see what comes back and then do the decision side of things, whether it's possible that you can travel that far, whether it suits your conditions type of thing. It's that reference to, I want to be in, like, have my fingers in so many different pots is the way I've been shown, okay? When you said those places, Pennsylvania and DC were the ones that grabbed my attention, okay? So to me, I feel more drawn to Pennsylvania first of all right? So just, I don't know how you work your job situation over there compared to Australia, but do you have, like, employment companies that you register with?
Yeah, but my unemployment ran out. So I can't get any more until January. So I'm really, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm looking to see if I can sell some stuff.
Okay. I don't think you're going to have to sell much. is the reference, because the money will be coming in soon, okay? So see that money coming in, see that pay packet. I'm going to say see that stamp of that company on your pay packet, and sort of manifest it that way, all right? Try and stay positive as well, because I get the feeling in the next week, week and a half, there's going to be notification to do with employment. All right. Do you go through newspapers looking at jobs that way?
I look on the internet a lot, and I have my resume posted. So, and I get recruiters that call me, but they're always for contract work. So I have several submittals going out. I just keep hoping something will pop soon.
Sorry, I've just bumped my microphone. Take note of the call you get from a recruiter tomorrow. Okay, I get the reference to the male recruiter tomorrow. Okay?
Tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, I feel like there's a phone call coming tomorrow, being Monday, because your early hours are Sunday there, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tomorrow being Monday, I get the reference to a male. Sorry, what was that?
Do you have a name associated with that male?
Any what, sorry?
Are they giving you a name, a first name?
No, I just get the male recruiter and I get the reference to the phone call tomorrow.
Leanne, do you think that recruiter is going to be for the Pennsylvania job?
I do feel that that's where I'm drawn to with work for you, okay? So he's got links is the reference I get. So to me, I feel like he's got the links to the employment for you, okay? Have you been turning down certain positions when they suggest them? Do you say, no, that's not suitable for me or whatnot? Because of that reference to I'm getting is just continually put yourself out there for every job.
Okay, I can do
all
that.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to say don't sort of hesitate in applying for them. I get the reference no matter the job. Put the application in. See how far you get. There's always the possibility at the end, if it doesn't suit you, to turn it down. I get the reference to apply for everything, because I get the reference to the job that you're in will lead to another job as well.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah, thanks, right. Leanne.
You're very welcome. I'm trying to stay positive as much as possible.
I'm trying.
Thanks, Ann. I know. Thank it's got to be hard. You're very welcome. Yeah. Take care, and I look forward to hearing from you again. Okay.
You
bye, Laura.
You
bye-bye. Too. Bye. Okay. I understand that it's going to be hard, and we do the same things in, day out. But I want to say don't get stuck, no matter what the situation is that you're going through, whether it's job hunting, relationships, whatnot. Don't get stuck in those patterns. I want to say acknowledge the past and let go of it and be able to move forward. Things happen for a reason. And things get put in front of us when they're meant to. Okay, it's really important to just breathe and go with the flow. I find that I do a lot of that, concentrating on my breath work and just go with the flow. As more, the more I try to fight things, the worse it gets, the tireder I get. So have that clearer picture of what you want and release it. Okay. A dear friend of mine has said to me she's asked the universe for money, like most of us do. And here in Australia, we call it the cross lotto. I think you guys in America call it the tax lotto. It's like she's seen the numbers come out. She's seen that check out in her hand, written out in her name. She's just waiting for it to be placed in her hand. So it's all about manifesting stuff and having that positive mind, the power of the mind can go a long way. So I want to say, Laura, if you're still listening, just breathe and see that job notification coming your way, okay? We'll jump into the next caller, because these guys wait so long online and I'm quite honoured at the fact, whoops, I'm quite honoured at the fact that you guys are up so early in the morning and willing to hold online so long. Hi, how have we got there?
Hi there, my name is Sharon. Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Sharon. And you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, I'm at the end of mine. You guys are just starting. So what's the weather like over there? Whereabouts are you located?
Ohio, it's kind of chilly, actually. You know, you can definitely feel a fall coming on, you know.
Oh, okay. Are you guys starting to head into winter?
Yes,
that's
fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're heading mm-hmm. into the better weather. I'm so over the cold weather. It's been a long time.
Really.
Yeah, excellent. And did you have a question you'd like to ask?
It's the same question as the first caller.
Okay, work. Okay, that seems to be a question on everybody's lips lately, is work. That seems to be the biggest thing. Have you been unemployed for a little while?
Have I been what?
Unemployed for a little while.
Yeah, I've been looking. Like today I'm going in for extra hours. I am working a contract job, and it's not what I want, obviously. I've been looking for a year. I've been contracting for a year.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I just get that feeling of it's been a little while sort of thing. So to me, all right, so you're in employment, but you're just wanting that change and been looking for a while. Okay. Have you just recently had a job, like a job come up that you was interested in? Sorry, I'm a bit sinusy today. But you got excited about, but it didn't come to a head?
Yep, that just happened. I don't even want to go into it. It was such a disappointment. I don't even want to talk about it. But it wasn't meant to be.
No, it was, yes. But it's that feeling of the excitement has built. And
it was
off
to me and everything.
They ended up
going with someone. They offered it to me, but something happened, and they ended up going with someone with inner office who already worked for the company. It was a huge company. They were going to do that in the beginning, but they did hire me. Something happened with my old employer. I don't want to go into it, but they were afraid about legal issues that I could sue and... I didn't get it. So I'm so disgusted, but I'm over that right now. Now I need to move forward because there's two other jobs that I'm waiting on.
Okay. Second job.
Oh, you know, I'm starting to give up. They've been interviewing for 4 weeks, and I got an email Friday. They said they're still interviewing. It's at another bank. It's a great job. I don't even think. It's been too long.
Okay. I get the reference to the interviewing process is come down to the politics of the firm. Okay, so
I
to
know.
Me, I feel
they're
going to
hire someone in their office. Okay.
Sorry, what was that?
They'll probably at this position they'll hire someone that's already been working there. It's very hard when you apply for really big companies. They always take people who work there first. It's just the way it usually is.
Yeah, it makes
but they
you wonder
still
why
interview
they actually...
outside candidates. What, hon? What?
Yeah. I was just going to say, it makes you wonder why they do that. They interview outside candidates when they've got the intention to move or shuffle people around from within.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm drawn more to that second job. I sort of feel like there's more chance out of the two with that second job. Okay. I actually feel more later this year is when the new job is coming up for you.
I'm just so sick of this. You say later than later in the year, you mean?
I feel like I'm sort of looking more around October, November. So a bit later in the year in starting a new position. Okay. I just get the reference to being well and truly settled into that position as the new year starts. Okay. But I do get the reference there will be training that will be needed to be done when starting with the new firm. So to me, I'm training for 3 to 4 weeks prior, which is going to sort of take you closer into nearly Christmas time. Before you would be more the hands-on in that, okay? You want to stay within the banks, the financial side of stuff?
What did you say? I'm sorry, what?
You want to stay within the financial side of stuff into the banking corporate.
Kind of. So I'm going kind of. I've also applied to other places, too, with my skills. That's not just where I'm going, no. I'm going to other places. I'm applying for jobs that I want to work at. That's what I'm talking about. But not necessarily banks.
It's that feeling of I want to be involved in the financial side of stuff.
I'm
just going to cough. Sorry, I've had a flu and I just can't get rid of this cough. I get the financial reference. I get the money side of stuff. And it's that thing that you will stay hands-on within that side, okay? I get the reference to the 3 to 4 weeks that like of retraining then jumping straight in. I do feel that the new job is going to have a lot more pressure with it, though, okay, than what you're on now, all right? It's like, I kind of like the fact that you can be a little bit more choosy to the jobs that you apply for. That's going to work in your favor. Okay, so it's waiting and holding out for that perfect position.
Because the money, my temp job that I'm working now, it's not what I do, but the money is decent if you sell. It's also, it's fundraising. So I am doing decent there. It's not what I want to do, but it's paying my bills. It's keeping me on top of things.
Yeah.
But I'm so sick of
it.
Oh, my God. I'm just at the war. I just went out of it. Do you feel it's going to be a company I already applied for?
No, a new company.
It's going to be a new company.
I get the new company. Okay.
Okay.
So the second, you know that second job I was talking about, have you applied for them before?
The second, I've applied for a couple jobs here. Yeah, it's a really big company. It's not banking, but it would be in the finance area. In the company, yes.
Yeah, because I've got the finance reference with that, okay. Keep an eye on that second one, that second company, because I sort of feel drawn to that company. So I don't know if they lead into another company. So does that company actually have, what would you call it, like companies that run off of that?
Yep. I'll hear about this, you said, in the next couple of weeks.
I feel like within the next couple of months is when I feel that the job will become available. All right. So I want to say stay on top of it and keep your eyes out open over the next few weeks. But watch that second job, okay? The two that you've got there now, watch that second one.
Will I be employed
more
by Christmas, do you think? Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh,
when's
so
Thanksgiving?
Disgusting.
October
I'm just so sick and tired of this. What?
Yeah. When's Thanksgiving? That's October, isn't it? We don't have that here.
Okay. Anything else you can add?
Just remember to stay focused and brave.
I know.
I know that sounds funny, but it's that reference to staying on top of it, okay? Maybe that's the lesson that needs to be learnt at the moment is patience. I know it's a hard thing and it's something that I struggle with because when I want something, I want it now. It's that reference it will come in good time and it's going to be worth that wait. Okay?
Keep telling me that.
I will. And it's that reference to when you get the job, the pay packet will go up. All right, so there's more money involved. It's going to be a positive thing, but it's about just the timing and the waiting on it. Okay?
All right. So you do definitely by Thanksgiving, I will at least have a job. I will be hired.
Yeah. But you'll be going into training first.
Training, I know. I just cannot be this temp job at Christmas time. Oh, my God, it would be. I'm not even going to go there. I won't even think about it. Listen, thank you so much for answering my question. I'm going to try my hardest to stay as positive as I can.
Yeah. Set your intentions, see that job coming in, and yeah, keep it positive. I know it's hard, but yeah, it'll come. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Have
very
a good
welcome,
day.
Man. Lovely to talk to you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel for her because I'm not usually a very positive person. When I want something, I want it now, sort of thing. And I guess that's one thing over the last few years I've had to try and balance is being patient. But then I also have spirit pushing me to do things. And I think since last time I spoke to you, spirit has been a bit pushy. And it's funny how it works because here 12... It would be 12 months ago, I organised a fundraiser for the MS Society because we have MS in my family, and I decided I wanted to raise some money for charity, and the MS was my choice to help support due to having family members that suffer with MS on my mum's side and my dad's side of the family. So I did that, and on that same weekend, to make it worthwhile, I managed to set up a workshop that a friend from Melbourne came over, and she did the charity night with me, as well as she taught a workshop, and Spirit was pushing me to teach, and I just went, nope, I don't teach, and I was determined that I don't teach, and Spirit pushed. And they pushed until I gave in, and guess who's teaching workshops now. But the recent one was writing a book. I got this pushy spirit going, get up, you got things to do, get in the shower, make yourself some breakfast. We got work to do and you're going to write a book. And I'm like, no, I don't write books. So I have started writing. Whether anything comes from it, my talent's a little bit, and it's probably a lot of rambling, but hey, you never know, something might come of it. And Spirit is giving me the subjects to write on, so I have learned to have to push those boundaries as well. But yeah, it's all about boundaries and patience and having a balance in life. But I just keep getting the reference to those good things will come to those that are patient. So I just want to say with those jobs, be patient, see it coming, and it will happen. All right, we'll jump in and take a next caller and see who we've got online. Hello.
Hi, Leanne. It's Jane. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. I'm quite well. And you, thank you?
I'm doing okay. Could be better.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I've been dealing with a lot of challenges and setbacks at work, and a lot has to do with some of the people that I work with. We're being micromanaged by these young, inexperienced, and unprofessional supervisors and managers, and there's a female supervisor and a male coworker that sits near me that's really trying to make my life miserable. I don't even speak to them. I want to report them to upper management, but I don't know exactly who to report them to, especially the supervisor, and what the outcome will be. Like, what's the issue that this female supervisor, male coworker, had with me? I'm being bullied, and I feel like I'm suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder here.
Okay. I want to say set your boundaries with them. I don't know if you've heard my show in the past where I've talked about protecting your energy, put yourself in that bubble type field to stop taking on that energy of those around you. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So when we're teaching workshops and stuff for beginners, like we say see yourself in that bubble or something that you can connect with that can be your protection zone. So when you have those people pushing their energy, their negativity onto you, it's kind of like they will hit your protection zone and that energy will jump back at them. Give them a reality check is the reference I quite often make to them, okay? So try not to take on that energy because the more you're taking it on, the more you're giving the power to them to do that to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
On an energy level? Okay. Because on that energetic level, we can do so much without realizing. I want to say set your boundaries with that. Now, I really don't think there is a particular issue they have with you. I think it's just their personalities and the mannerism that they are like that. So whether they sort of see you as an easy target, I just sort of feel that there's the reference to there's no real reason why they're picking on you, but it makes them feel better about themselves. Okay? I want to say it's like being back in a schoolyard. You know how you had the bullies pick on quieter kids? It's that sort of feeling. And that's the feeling that goes with it, is the immaturity. But I feel like they entertain themselves by doing that. I want to say try not to react to it, but if it does continue on, I would go as high as possible to make a complaint. Okay. Do you have like a HR area, human resource area in that company?
Yeah, but it's in another office location. It's not, it's not right in my office. I'd have to make a phone call to them.
Yeah, I was going to say email or a phone call. I feel like HR would be the place to go to make that complaint, especially when it's the supervisor doing that, okay? To me, it's that feeling they would want to know because they'd be opening themselves to stress-related claims and stuff like that.
There's two directors in our office, but I don't know what they
will do. I've moved to the highest point that I possibly could, the highest position in the HR office.
If I go to them, I feel like they're gonna deny what they're saying and doing. Like, what's your take on that?
Yes, they may do that, but because you've made a complaint, it needs to be recorded. I get the feeling there's other complaints that have been put in place about one specific person that is picking on you. Okay. Is one led easily by the other?
Yes, the female is getting the male coworker, because I don't even speak to him. Like, and here he's saying things out loud, and you know, like really trying to intimidate me.
Yeah, and the inappropriate stuff as well is the reference I get.
Yeah.
So
yes,
to me, I'm feeling that. Yeah, there's a lot of inappropriate suggestions and stuff like that being made, okay? If it was me, I would not hesitate in making that complaint, okay? And the fact that you need to go to a different department to make that, I see that as a positive because you don't have it being tried to be covered up or the connections within where you are.
Okay.
She's the
supervisor.
Yeah. Have you got people that would stand on your behalf that have witnessed the stuff that has gone up?
Well, people know what's going on. She's getting the supervisor getting other people involved in the bullying, and so I don't know who to go to, who to trust at work that I can go to. Like, I've tried to confide in a male coworker, but I don't know. Like, there's a lot of backstabbing going on, too, at work. And
yeah.
I don't know who I can trust.
I want to say I would just be careful and go straight to the HR department, being a different department and away from where you are, okay? I just sort of get the reference to put that complaint in and have it recorded, and if it continues to go on, keep doing it, keep complaining, okay? Are you allowed video, like phones at work?
Yes, I work in a call center.
Okay. Yeah, because to me I kind of feel like I want to capture some video evidence to show what's going on.
Oh,
so I don't know if that's something that you could possibly do, is get that evidence on your phone, so you have the proof.
Yeah, well, I want to have a video recorder, you know, I wanted to tape some of the things, but sometimes I don't catch it on time, like what they're saying.
Yeah.
The comments.
Okay. I have this little device that is like a USB recording stick, okay? So it's just like a little US memory stick that goes into your computer, but it's got a button on the side that you turn it on and it records the voices and stuff like that. When they're fully charged, they will go for hours on end. So you could maybe put it on your desk, maybe have it on you somewhere that will still catch the voices, but it will record up to probably 8 hours without stopping. What I would say is that somebody else told me they sent it theirs to school with their son when the teacher was picking on them and she wanted the evidence. She would get him every half an hour to turn it off and turn it back on, because it will start a new file when you do that. So at least that way, if when they come and speak to you, you don't need 4 hours, whatever time period is before that. You can eliminate it down to which file it's on. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's a good idea, because I've been wanting to record, because everything she's saying I've documented. Like one time she said, to the male coworker, I feel sorry for you, and all eyes are on you, and shaky, like these are her words, to this male coworker.
She doesn't sound like a very nice person at all. So I want to say, these things are just called USB recorders. I bought mine on eBay for about $13 each, and they can hold up to about 250 hours of voice recording. Mm-hmm. So I would say you'd have them over there in America. But eBay is certainly a good way to do that. And they're just so little, like a USB, and they look like a USB. So you could have it on your desk and they wouldn't even know you're recording. So I would look at that side of things.
Should I just report the supervisor and I don't know about the male coworker, but report the.
I would make the point to the supervisor and say that she has others following her, but the supervisor is in a role of supervision. There is expectations with that, so. Here in Australia, as a supervisor, you have safety factors that come into that. So she is, I would say she's neglecting her position with what she's doing. And I want to say it's going to her head sort of thing. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Well, hopefully things pick up really quickly, and I wish you all the best with that. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Get well soon.
Okay,
thank you. Well,
appreciate
have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what, there's so much bullying. You think that it's only kids at school, but it's not. It's out there in the workforce. You think adults should know better, but it's people's personalities. And, I don't stand for that either. So I just need to answer this question for Dove for Peace on the chat line, and then we might have time for another one caller before we run out of time. Can't believe how fast the show's gone again tonight. It's just, I have a female co-worker who is a runner. She's a triathlon. I'm a female. I can comment on her leg. I told her she had beautiful legs like a runner. I feel terrible about saying that. She laughed, but I feel terrible for saying that to her. I'm not feeling comfortable with saying that to her. I've had problems with her in the past. She's an employee that I'm not very trusting with. Adult bullying. Okay. Yeah. Adult bullying is to do with the questions around that. So, I'm not too sure what your question is there. Do you need to be careful of her? Is that the question that you're asking? She's an employee that I'm not very trusting within. Okay, so I want to see on the chat line. Trust your gut instincts, okay? There's times that we say things without thinking, I guess. That's one thing my dad has done a bit lately is with the passing of a family friend. He has come out and said things, but to me... Sorry, just drown that tickle in my throat. I'm trying not to cough in your ear. With things that he's struggling with saying, but I think he was led to it by spirit. So why it is that you felt the need to say that or you came out. I get the reference to it was just the innocent comment about her legs, and I want to say to you, it was meant as a compliment, okay? There's people out there that we just, I don't know, we don't get along with. Our personalities don't sit, okay? So with that, I also want to say, trust those gut instincts. Sorry. Sorry, my husband has just come home from work and sprayed deodorant. Our bedroom is the room next to where my computer set up. And I think he's trying to choke me with the fumes of his deodorant, even though I like the smell of it normally. But, yeah, trust those feelings. If you feel that you can't trust her, you're feeling that for a reason, so take that on board and just be aware of what you say to her, okay? Like I said, I get the reference to that was very, it was meant as a compliment and a very innocent innocent comment that you made, okay? Also, we'll jump in and see who else we've got online. Hello, who have we got there?
Hi, how you doing? This is
Don. I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Sorry about the voice. Sorry, what was that?
I said, I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Excellent, that's great. Sorry, my head's a little bit stuffy at the moment, and I'm trying not to cough on you. Sorry. You had a good weekend so far?
Well, actually, right now I'm driving from New York down to North Carolina because I'm going down there for an interview.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And did you have a question you'd like to ask?
Basically, like I said, I'm trying to relocate from New York to North Carolina, and
yeah.
I am wondering if you see anything happening soon.
Okay. As in the move or as in employment?
Both. I can't move without the employment.
Okay. I get the reference to the number 6 around there, so I do get the reference that, yes, the relocation is going to happen and it is coming now. When I say the number 6, at this stage I'm not sure if it's the 6th or in the 6th month. I feel like the 6th month is too far away. I feel like I've got more the 6 month reference before you'll be well and truly set up in that move, okay? So keep the number 6 in mind with that. All right? I do feel very strongly about 6, okay? You've had a couple of leads already?
I've had a few interviews. Actually, this was they just called me a couple weeks ago to come down for, they called me two weeks ago, and then they just called me last week to come down this week. So I have an interview tomorrow morning, Monday morning.
Excellent. So. You didn't get that phone call 2 weeks ago on the 6th, did you?
I would have to, I'd have to double check. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm just thinking, okay. I can't, when you were saying that, I was getting the 6 still when you were talking about the 2 weeks. I'm just doing my math, 14, today's the 20th sort of thing, so it might have been around the 6th when you got it, because they were reminding me of the 6th. Okay. I feel positive about it all. Okay. Now, when you relocate, to me, I feel like I want to go backwards and forwards a little bit before I relocate. So whether there's got to be somewhere there that you can stay, and it's like going home. So I don't know if you would travel home on weekends, but I feel like I've got that. I'm staying there for employment, but need to. There's things that pull me back there. So to me, it's feeling of going backwards and forwards for a little while first.
Yeah, actually, I would go back up to New York because my wife and my daughter are up there, and I'm not sure. I don't think my wife's going to move down right away. I can guarantee she's not moving down right away. But I don't know if she's coming down at all, because her and I are having some issues, so I don't know if she's coming down at all. But yes, I'll be commuting back and forth a fair amount to see my daughter. So.
Yeah. I do get the reference to she will move with you, but it's that reference to the move will be done in bits and pieces and over time. Okay. She's got to get used to the idea of making those changes. So she'd be moving away from family.
Yeah, she will. Yeah, she has two sons up here, but then she has a daughter and grandkids down in North Carolina. So she'd be moving away from her sons, but then she'd be closer to her daughter. So.
Yeah, thank you. Get the reference to that she's moving away from the family, and that's what she needs to get her head around. Okay. The fact that she'll be around the granddaughter, it could work a positive thing. All right. But, yeah, I do feel that the move is coming and it's certainly going to fall into place, but it's going to be a lot of going back and forth sort of thing on the weekends for a while, okay? I get the reference to, where am I going with that? Late in the year, I'm looking more at the repositioning, okay?
A year, you said?
No, late this year. Sort of
late this year, pretty much
around Christmas time. I feel that's when we've got the relocation, the repositioning.
Okay. But would I be able to get this job prior to that, or no, this job might not work out, this interview I'm going for, or it's just going to take a long time for them to get back to me?
No, I feel that you will get a job before then, but you will travel backwards and forwards for a while with relocating the whole house. Late in the year.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you
very much. All right. Well, you're very welcome and safe travels and all the best.
Thank you. I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. So do I. It's been about 3 weeks now, so setting my intentions to a healthy week this week, so if that's possible. All right. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, we might just jump into one more caller really quickly as we're running out of time. Hello, how are you? Hello? No one there. Okay, we'll just try the next one. I'm not too sure what's going on there. Hello?
Hi, Leanne, this is Laura. I'm just listening. You already talked to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that. It managed to, you held on. All right. Well, all the best. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, it's lovely that they can hold on. I didn't realise that was possible. So, I don't know. Spirit's just drawing me to look at those changes that need to be made and go with the flow, okay? I guess a lot of us try to push things, make things happen before they need to. Well, not necessarily need to, before they're meant to. I know we all want our stuff now than rather later. I am a bad one for that. My husband will tell you, I wait until the cows come home. Pity we haven't got cows around us, but still. And I will continue on until I get my way. But usually I feel very strongly about things, and I know it's I need to stick to it. So I want to just, you know, wish you all the very best and set those clear, positive intentions to what it is that you want and work towards it. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. You know, by dreaming, we set our positive intentions. We put that picture out there to what we want. Have that clear picture. Know what it is you want and don't second guess it, okay? Because when we start second guessing it or changing our minds, we usually then bring the clutter into our lives, the havoc. So I want to say have that clear picture and be around like-minded people. Have those people that are right for you around you, okay? Sometimes it's really good to sit there and just acknowledge the past and cut the cords, okay? Let go of whatever it is in the past that's held you back, because at times there can be things there that are holding us back that we don't realise, okay? Do that energetic work on yourself. Do it with pride. Do it with love in your heart and the good intentions. Don't be selfish with what you're doing. And also, when I say don't be selfish with what you're doing, also keep in mind, don't hold on to regret. Don't hold on to those fears, okay? Put yourself first, because when we look after ourselves first, we will get what we need, all right? It's about having that balance in life. And this is a really good time to find that balance and that positivity and focus on that, okay? I know I'm doing work on myself and I'm not letting things get me down. There's things around me that could possibly, if I gave it the power, do that to me, but I'm not going to give it the power because I need to do what's right for me. Okay? All right. Well, we're pretty much near the end of the show. I have enjoyed talking and connecting with you all, and I wish you all the very best and a good week ahead. And I certainly will book a show for next Sunday. The fact that everything's worked well tonight, it was meant to be. Don't forget, check out my Facebook page. It's Leanne Winston, Psychic Medium. Like my page, join in. You can ask me questions. I'll get to you when I can. I do get a lot of questions. My website is leannewinstonpsychicmedium.com. Certainly check out stuff there. I do face-to-face readings. I also do Skype and phone readings, but for those overseas from me, those overseas me would have to be Skype, as I can't call overseas on my phone the way my husband has set it up. So you can certainly book through my website, and there is also meditation groups that I'm starting on Skype very shortly. My mentoring program is still open. There's one more place available for that, but we certainly will get into starting a fresh group in the next probably 4 or 5 weeks, I think. So I've loved connecting with you all, and I wish you all a very happy and a healthy week, and with a lot of positive energy around you. And thank you for those that have joined us at Dove Four Peace on the chat line. Okay, take care, and I look forward to next week. Bye.